Hello and welcome to Launching the Pilot with your hosts Brian and Kevin.
Hello and welcome to Launching the Pilot After Dark. Episode 363. We're talking Virtue Diaries. This episode is called Safe Sex.
David Duchovny's best work, I think.
Yeah. 92 to 96, 66 episodes, 5 seasons. Why didn't they do 3 more episodes? 69 episodes would have been perfect.
There's a trick missed there.
Yeah. They just didn't know what they had.
And also, the thing is, I mean, we say it's a David Duchovny vehicle. This must be the easiest money he ever made.
Oh, my God.
He probably did about 5 minutes' work for each episode.
Yeah, I reckon he filmed it all in one day.
Yeah, more than that.
All 5 seasons are done.
Yeah, absolutely.
Now, David, can you get the mail out of the letterbox? We're wrapped. We're wrapped, everyone. That's a wrap.
That's it. Let's all go down the pub.
Now, obviously, we've talked a bit about this on the show before, in passing.
Have we mentioned it?
Yeah. We might have done. So I thought, it'd be fun to do the first episode if it's on YouTube. And it was.
And how wrong you were.
Yeah, I was really wrong about this one. I thought this would be a laugh. No.
See, the thing is, that's the problem, is I'd heard all about this, and I'd even seen the beginnings of it and things like this.
Yes.
And then within the first, I think, minute of the program, you sort of like you've got somebody semi-naked, if nothing else. And it's just sort of like, so I've just ignored it. I've never watched it.
No.
And now I know why.
Yeah. I mean, this was the first one, and I thought, well, they're going to have an explanation, a plot. We're going to find out why David Duchovny is getting smutty letters. He's claiming to be Penthouse, is he, or something? I don't know. He's got the same address as Penthouse magazine, Reader's Letters.
I know. And the thing I've vaguely, from somewhere in the recesses of my mind, he puts an advert in the paper because he's supposed to do research for a book or something. And he puts an advert in a paper where he basically wants women to send their confidential true stories to him.
He does it as Red Shoes or something, doesn't he? So
that's where the red shoes
come into it. I think, as reading the little blurb about it, it's something about his fiance had died, but she left a diary, and it's full of all this erotica stuff, I think.
Yeah.
I don't know if it was true or she'd made it up, but he was looking into the in-depth workings of the female mind, maybe, or male mind as well. I'm not sure.
I definitely think this is the only reason that it got so many episodes made and things like this is because it was from a woman's perspective.
Yeah.
Whereas
maybe.
everything else that's like this, you know full well that it's written by blokes for blokes. And you know, so this was supposed to be a sort of a repositioning of things and, you know, from a woman's perspective. However, it's awful.
Oh, God, it is.
this episode was absolutely bloody dire. I mean, it was...
It's not even so awful that it's funny. It's just
awful. Yeah. I mean, I recognise the two people that are in it, apart from David Duchovny, obviously. I recognise the two people that are in it because
they've gone on to do loads, really. So,
yeah. You know. Well, the guy that was in it was the first time I remember seeing him was in Scarface.
Yes, that's right.
He plays one of the main villains, doesn't he?
Yes, that's it. Yeah.
And he's been in hundreds and hundreds of things, usually as. Because he's got a bit of like Latin American look about him, he usually plays sort of like a drug smuggler or something similar, or you know. But I think he's also been in. He might even have been in CSI or something like that.
Yeah,
one of those.
I mean, the cast list is only 4 people in this
in this episode. Yeah,
There were other
One of them got really right up my nose within the first couple of seconds.
Well, tell me about it, white chocolate.
My God.
Now, this guy, I take it, has never been to the Caribbean. He's supposed to be a Caribbean taxi driver.
No. Looking at his name, he might even have sort of some sort of, you know, it might even be Jamaican heritage or whatever.
Oh,
but he's never been to the island. No. And I don't think he's ever heard anybody speak
it. No.
It was truly awful. The way that he was speaking it was like it was a 70s blaxploitation film, wasn't it?
It was
like a Shaft, sort of like jive ass, that type of patois.
I think his part should be non-speaking.
definitely. It should have been Johnny Cab.
Yeah. That's weird. There's no one seems to be driving this cab.
Is it just the green screen at the front? It was true. Because that's the thing. I mean, we set it up. You've got David Coveney in.
Yes.
Doing the voiceover thing at the beginning. Yes. Doesn't he go into a cafe or something like that, doesn't he? Or
it looks like that.
A coffee shop company.
But he's got like a PO box or something, hasn't he? Because he's getting his mail out.
But, yeah, so then it cuts to...
Meticulous handwriting. Nice. Elegant, but a little intimidating. Dear Red Shoes, there's something about your ad that compelled me to write. It struck me as sincere and very sad. Yeah. Friday, March 13th. You might know it. Every Friday the 13th changes my life for better or for worse. Usually for worse.
It had been the day from hell. Of course, my car wouldn't start. The Dow fell 63 points. Then somebody stole my jacket from the restaurant.
Hey, Sister Woman! The nice man in the back seat say you should get in out of the rain. Him say he'll take you anywhere you want to go.
Taxi! I'm sure he would.
Really, it's no problem. I know what it's like to try to hail a cab in the rain. Happened to me in New York. I caught a terrible flu. You don't want that. Look, I'm going to count to three.
I'm not sure what city it's in or anything. It might be Wall Street. It might be...
I don't think they actually say, but it doesn't matter. No. It's not important. This woman's getting very, very wet. It's Friday.
It's absolutely hosing down.
And her jacket got stolen at the coffee shop.
Yeah.
Who's stealing jackets at coffee shops? I suppose it could happen.
It could, yeah, it could. I mean, you know, for the purposes of the story, it works out well.
Because then she's got really light blouse on. She's getting soaked.
She's getting absolutely... hosed down.
Yes.
And there's...
She's trying to hire the cab, isn't she?
Yeah, and the cab sort of like pulls up alongside her, but there's somebody sitting in the back.
Yeah.
And then...
The cabbie says to her, the guy says you should share this cab with him. White chocolate.
But the thing is, she says, I bet he would. And in the meantime... Yeah, mate, I can't remember his name. I don't care. Opens the back door and he says, come on, get in. He says, I've been soaked.
I think it's
three.
Stephen Bowyer. Bowyer? Oh, could be. It's close enough.
Bower.
That sounds better. Right.
Yeah. But he's leaning out the door a little bit. Not enough to get wet, but leaning out the door a little bit, try and talk and coax her into the... And the thing is, times haven't changed that much.
No.
And any woman who was faced with a taxi with a driver who spoke like that and somebody in the back tried to coax her into the car,
yeah,
it's just sort of like, looking out for the sort of like the Rohit Nol and
yes.
sort of yeah. like handcuffs or whatever. Yeah. It's just, but anyway, you know, we skip past that. She decides to get in the car.
Yes.
And then
Sister Woman.
2 minutes. Yeah. And then God, it just really, really annoys me. But within a couple of minutes, it's like the taxi driver's working for him.
Yes, yeah, yeah. He could be his Alfred, couldn't he?
He certainly could. And it's just sort of like, right, okay, we'll go, you know, instead of saying, where are you going to, we'll drop you off. It's like, oh, let's go to my place. I've got some vegetable soup.
Yes, yes.
Oh, yeah, no, well, sold. That's me sold then, you know.
And some etchings.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Do you want to see some puppies?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And
he offers her his jacket, doesn't he?
He offers her his jacket, doesn't he?
He says, oh, but take off your blouse first, love. It's not a freebie.
Yeah. Yeah, he says, oh, I promise I won't look.
Because yeah, she's like, very wet and he doesn't want her getting a cold. This is his...
Yeah, absolutely, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, you should have worn a woodland vest.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Have you not heard of umbrellas?
Yeah, so she basically says, oh, sod it, and does, doesn't she? Yes. Takes her top off. She's wearing a bra and everything.
Yeah, yeah, yeah,
Anywhere on the west side. It was supposed to rain today, was it?
Oh, this isn't rain, white chocolate. This is liquid sunshine. Yeah.
Thanks. It's very nice of you.
Well, you look desperate.
I was desperate.
Look at you. You're shivering.
I'm fine.
I'll tell you what. Will you try the heater, please?
The heater, she done broke down, but me thinking, you might want to hit this here, help keep you a bit warmer.
No, thanks. Thanks a lot.
I'll tell you what. Here, put on my jacket.
No, really, I'm fine.
Come on.
I'm fine.
You don't look fine, I'll tell you. Your teeth are chattering. You're about an inch away from getting really sick.
You sound like a mother.
I do?
Yeah.
Thank you.
It's not a compliment. Look, I'll get your jacket all wet. Really, I'd rather...
You know, if I were you, I'd take off my blouse. Seriously.
And then back to his place. There's a bit of idle chit chat. No names.
He's going to get out, and she says, "Oh, your jacket." And he goes, "Oh, I'll keep it." Oh, you could come in. I thought, what if he had his wallet and stuff in that? What is
that? Yeah, I know.
Did he check the pockets? No.
Yeah.
Did he know he was going to do this? I don't. Maybe he does.
Yeah.
Keep driving around till we see a wet woman.
Yeah.
I could do this.
Oh, woman.
You said it, sir.
You said it, sir. A wet one. So they end up in his apartment.
Yes.
And it goes. I know this was early 90s, wasn't it?
Yeah, she just wants a cup of soup.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, she's just looking for a bit of park baked bread and a cup of soup.
Soup, yeah.
But
barley.
I'm late.
With a dash of nutmeg.
I really can't.
I think you can.
I can't.
Come on now, what you two white people gonna do? Look at your white chocolate. Go up and try some of the man homemade soup. What's wrong with you?
Okay, a cup of soup. Just a cup.
Just a cup.
There you go, Mom.
How much do I owe you?
You owe me plenty because I got out the cab.
But this was so 80s, it was unbelievable.
Yeah. I mean, she has a little bit of inner dialogue about how she's all business and she doesn't date and all this sort of stuff.
That's it as well. And the thing is, it's like, oh, she works at the bank.
Oh, was it a bank? I couldn't tell from the location. It was just a desk and a bookshelf.
Yeah, it was a desk and a bookshelf in a massive sort of like... But there was plants and everything all over the place. No, you've just rocked up at a garden centre.
Yeah. This is your home office, isn't it?
That's it, work from home.
Yeah.
So she's had this bit... She explains who she is.
Yes.
We learn absolutely nothing about him. She doesn't know his name. She doesn't know anything.
It was Friday the 13th or something is her birthday, and she's been unlucky ever since or something like that. She's going on about.
Yeah. It's awful. But then we cut to next thing you know, they're sort of like they're.
Because in the cab, she's asking him, well, what money and property and stuff, that's all that matters. And he goes, laughter, kindness, the essence of beauty, and pizza. That's what really matters. Yeah. Oh, good pizza. Yeah. I thought it's a turtle.
Yeah.
Come to my sewer.
Yes. Yes, he's... a couple of minutes they're canoodling, cuddling and things.
Yes.
She's sort of like ups and says, no, I can't.
Yeah, she next told him to stop, and he does, and that's all that.
The next thing you know, she's sliding her pants off.
Yes, yeah. Changed her mind.
Yeah, quite quickly. This is a prerogative, obviously. But
have you got a quick wash cycle on that machine?
That's it. Yeah. So, and then it goes all soft focus, and
she asks him, "Do you have protection?" And he says, "Yeah, I've got a tire iron right where I can get it."
I've got an umbrella.
I said the most unrealistic sex, it lasts 35 seconds. Not possible.
They have a fag in the middle.
and pizza.
There's more waffle.
Yeah, after they do the deed, and he says, "I'd like to see you again for sex."
That's it. How you fix for Tuesdays and Thursdays?
Or Wednesdays. Yeah. 7 o'clock?
No.
9 o'clock?
No, that's it. Yeah. It's Tuesdays and Thursdays. He's busy on a Wednesday or whatever, and it's just sort of like, absolutely. So then we go through a couple of sort of like different scenarios and things, and then I'm trying to think if anything major happened.
Nothing happens.
Absolutely happens. There's no, you know, you get the occasional bit of narration, but that's it. There's no dialogue. And then she breaks one of the rules. She looks at some paperwork or something on his desk.
Before that, she goes to him, and he says, "Close your eyes." And he says, I want to show you something. And he leads her off, and I thought, she's going to finally see his Funko collection. But he just leaves her in front of a mirror. I thought, okay.
Yeah, that's right. And he puts a string of pearls around her neck. Isn't
it? Yes, that's it.
What is she, 70? I forgot about that bit.
That's
the other thing as well, because we were watching it on YouTube, and although you signed in things like this, it's all censored.
Yes, it's all blurred.
It's sort of like, it's like somebody's Vaseline-covered thumb has gone over the... Except...
One bit.
Yeah,
I noticed this.
He must have gone out for a coffee or something like that.
You've not realised... Yeah. I don't know what these are. I probably don't have to censor them.
No, that's right. Yeah, they're at a different angle to that I'm used to seeing them, so they must be all right.
I think that's his chest.
No.
And there's a lot of flicking flowers over her body. Is that sensual? I don't know.
I know. Then there's another one. Wasn't she... did herself all up in sort of like either fake leather or plastic or something
It could be plastic or leather.
Especially if it rains that much.
Because she says, it goes to her, "Is this what you want? This is my idea." And I thought, but you're not doing anything. What's happening? No. I don't know anything's happening here.
I know. And it's like Every time they go, it's like a different bit of IKEA, isn't it?
Yeah.
Because they've got this one bit where the place is completely surrounded by mirrors. You see, like, she's looking at herself in about eight different mirrors.
And poor lighting.
Yeah, and very poor lighting, yeah. Yeah, I was going to say, they've definitely got the energy-saving light bulbs, haven't they?
Yeah.
The equivalent to 60 watt. So, yeah, of course it is, as you hold up a match so that you can actually see what you're supposed to be doing. But
she does break one of the rules.
Yeah, she arrives at his house. And she's sitting down, and there's some letters and things on the desk. Yes. So she sees his name.
Michael.
Did he put the letters by the champagne to tempt me? Or did they just happen to be there? I knew the rules, but I just couldn't help myself. I needed to know more.
Because they don't know each other's names up till this point. They don't know what each other do. It's just a purely get together for sex thing.
Yeah, that's right. The thing, as far as I'm aware, they literally meet at his apartment.
It's always his place, isn't it?
Always at his place. Then she gets a phone call at work.
Yes, she does.
And I thought this was really weird as well. It was like, as she sits down and she starts crying and things like this, and she says, yes, yes, I'm still here.
Yeah.
And then it's apparently she's talking to her mum.
Yes, apparently.
And then she's crying and things like this. And then she says, are you sure he's dead?
Yeah.
Oh, I'll just go and double check.
Wait a minute. Yeah.
I don't know that I checked.
I didn't check all the vitals.
Yeah. Basically, I asked him if he wanted a cup of coffee. There was no answer. So, he must be dead. So then she walks up at matey's door, doesn't she? And her brother's died.
Yes.
You think, oh yeah, he's full of care and compassion, things like that. Pats her on the head as she's got her head on her shoulder. Next thing you know, she's in bed.
Yes. Yeah, that's the best way to get over it, apparently.
Yeah, apparently so. Apparently so. And then...
And he says, I'm here for you. But
yeah, for whatever you need, things like this, yeah.
It's not really, is he?
No. He's there for himself.
Yes.
Then...
All her friends think she's crazy for this relationship. I thought she hasn't got any friends.
No. What friends?
Yeah, we see no one.
Absolutely. Anyway. If you had any friends, when you get a phone call from your mum saying your brother's died...
You might go to them, yeah.
You don't go to some random bloke that you are shagging twice a week.
Yeah.
Hey, you know, maybe that's just me, but...
Yeah. She goes to the local drive-thru.
Yeah, KFC.
That's free fries
good
from
pizza,
us.
Sorry, good pizza. Yeah.
I'd be a pizza one, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Mom, what's wrong? Yes, I'm still here. Are they sure it's him? Oh my God.
And then
she goes to the funeral. And when she comes back, He's gone. The doorman.
There's no trace.
She's gone.
She gets out a bright red hunting mobile, which is the weirdest sort of car I've ever seen. I think it's some sort of like 60s hot rod or something like that, isn't it? It's like a really old fashioned modern. Yeah.
If she had the car at the beginning bit, none of this would have happened.
No, that exactly. Having said that, it didn't have a roof. So
it didn't have a roof. Very true. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, she'd have been like one of those ridiculous sods you see around here, you know, wearing hats and overcoats and scarves and goggles and things like that.
Yeah.
So they can drive.
That's right. For one day.
With when the it's, top down.
For one day when it's sunny in the UK. The one day.
That's right. And the thing is, it's not as if it's a car that hasn't got a roof. It's just you've got the roof folded down. I've got a convertible. So, yes, and you're fucking wet and cold. Anyway. So she does this, and this goes on apparently, was it 3 months?
Yes, 3 months I've got here.
And then one day, I mean, the people around it, she must get collared by the cops all the time, because you imagine if you live around there, say, look, this is strange, this is a woman, she's very pretty, but she's dressed in all these really weird clothes, and she's always hanging about the same place. I think she's solicited.
Either
that, or she's stalking someone, or she's casing the joint, or she does this every day for 3 months.
3 months until he shows up.
Did she go to work?
She works from her car.
Then they.
He calls her at work apparently, and she goes to meet him.
Oh, okay, right, okay.
And that's that, yeah. And then they're all, no more rules, they're all, everything goes. And all I've put is, the real triumph is the journey, it's the friends we made along the way. Because it's pointless.
Absolutely pointless. And then next thing you know, you got David Duchovny
coming back again, yeah.
Yeah, with his walking his dog out of the cafe or a bar, or I can't remember what it is, but it's.
He says, sometimes a stranger is like a friend you meet. Really?
Sometimes they steal your jacket.
For the next 3 months, I buried myself in my work, hoping to forget him, but praying that I'd see him again, that fate would deal me a second hand. The truth is, with Michael, I finally realized I was ready to accept the compromises of a relationship, face the dangers, the pain. Then one day, out of the blue, just when I'd given up hope, he called me at work. He said he wanted to start up again exactly where we'd left off. Only this time with no limits, no rules. The next move was mine.
I missed you.
Miss you a lot.
There you have it, Stella. You go to bed with a stranger, and they can still be a stranger. You go to bed with them again, they stop being a stranger. That's what happened to your mama. She was so sure she could keep her mind separate from her heart, but what she found out is the same thing they found out. There's no escaping emotion. There's no such thing as safe sex.
I hope it works.
But yeah.
I mean, this was before X-Files, wasn't it? I think so.
Yeah. Well, it wants to be.
Yeah.
It really wants to be. I thought it wasn't the X-Files. Was the X-Files in mid-90s?
Yes, this was 92, this one.
Yeah, I know, but it went on to 99.
Well, it says it did, but when you look at the last episode, it finished in 96. So,
right, okay.
They might not have aired them all at the time, you know.
No. Well, it might be, yeah, it might be one of those things where they had a feature length one that they put out about 3 years after it finished or something like that.
Yes,
so,
yes, something.
Could well have been.
Yeah, X-Files is 93, so...
Well, so it wasn't long after this.
It wasn't long after. He could have done both.
You'll probably find he did this because he'd done all the auditions and everything for the X-Files.
Yeah.
And he agreed to do this.
To collect some money. X-Files.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Basically, get a bit of work.
Tia Leone's asking me for money again.
Yeah.
Something.
Yeah. No, it's... as I said, I obviously had never seen
an episode.
I knew of this, and I've obviously been flicking around and I've caught bits of it. But the only reason I'd have stopped was because I saw David Duchovny. So it must have been either at the beginning or the end of an episode or something like that.
Yeah, keep that story. Yeah,
yeah, absolutely. Yeah, that's my story, and I'm sticking to it. It is truly awful.
Oh, it's just pointless.
I don't know if it ever got any better. I know I'm never about to find out.
I'm not going to see. I think there are quite a lot of episodes on YouTube. They're all blurry out, apart from maybe some bits.
when they forget.
Yeah, when they forget.
But
the reason I think I know this is because Matt LeBlanc's in an episode somewhere along the way. Yes.
Oh, right, okay. As Joey.
No, before Joey, going to fix the photocopier, isn't it?
Yeah.
Right. I can't get to that photocopier.
I've come to fix your plumbing.
Yeah.
Oh God. Yeah, you just imagine that though. Oh yeah, come to fix your photocopier. Boom, chicka, wah, wah. He said, "It's done. I just had to turn it off and then on again. I'll see you later."
You just need toner. I've got some here.
yeah, that's absolutely yeah. But I think this was just a sad bloke hook, wasn't it?
Yes.
This would have been prime Pink Triangle stuff in the UK.
It was definitely, I think this would have been Channel 4, but it might not have been. But it
might have been early Channel 5.
Yeah, Channel 5 was all porn, Westside. Softcore.
Yeah, that's it, absolutely. Yeah, you couldn't have, anything
too
revealing or anything like that. They definitely made the most of that. They definitely tried to corner the market with that. Well, they just tried to get market share, weren't they, at the start? So they just show, they might as well not have started before 10 o'clock in the evening and then just shown this sort of smack come sort of like kicking out time at the pub.
And it was perfect timing for that.
Yeah, absolutely. And they'd have had a guaranteed market.
I mean, this would be before you had the cable channels and all that stuff. Yeah. So.
No, I mean, the thing is, we had cable in Hemel.
Yes.
We had cable when we first moved back. But it was literally, we had the four normal channels.
Yeah.
Plus, there was nothing else apart from they had that. It was on about four or five times a day.
Yeah.
That was that local one.
Yes.
They just did sort of like local adverts and news and stuff like that. But that was our extent of cable. We weren't anything like America where they had
3 billion PBS channels.
Well, it used to be personal broadcasting, wasn't it? As long as you could broadcast, you could have a channel.
Yes, right. And there was some sort of remit where that was allowed, because that money went to
and
that.
It was uncensored. It was basically, it was not monitored or anything like that. As long as you weren't doing anything that was illegal.
Yes.
You could do whatever you want. So that's where you got all of these, the church channels and everything else. Like that started up. All of, you know, and they, you know, there's massive business in America. But on the other hand, you also people like, he was a real staple of the Clive James and that program. Yeah. Was that Ugly George?
Yeah.
He used to go around New York in a sort of like a silver jumpsuit with one of the video cameras of the time. So he looked like a Ghostbuster. you know, and he just used to try and convince women to strip.
Yes, yeah.
Wherever they were. But, yeah, so, as I say, I remember that from Clive James. He was always on it. That and the endurance game show in Japan. But all sorts of things. But, yeah, so... anything but talking about this program.
Well, apparently Stanley Kubrick contacted the creator of this to ask him about erotica for his Eyes Wide Shut film.
Right. That worked out.
Yeah, that was really good.
Yeah. But, I mean, it shows. It definitely shows. This was... It was almost... It was almost lifted straight from the pages of Penthouse or Mayfair or one or the other. And just, let's make out that it's a woman writing it.
Yeah. No woman's ever been near this script.
I would be very, very surprised.
All right. Yeah, if you want to know the Joey episode, it is season 1, episode 5. Just like that.
Does he play Paul Daniels?
he plays Henry Cooper. Tommy Cooper.
Tommy Cooper. Yeah.
Makes things disappear. Just like that.
Yeah.
So it says, Trudy works as a receptionist in a law firm by day and studies law at night school. At night. Okay. Yeah. Her life is turned upside down. When she has to move to Beverly Hills. No, when she falls for two attractive men at exactly the same time, torn between two lovers, polar opposites, she must eventually pick a side.
Who sang that? That was a real one-hit wonder, wasn't it? What's that? That song, Torn Between Fresh Two Prince. Lovers. Yeah. Uncle Phil.
Oh, yeah.
Mary McGregor.
Ah.
Yeah. Anyway, yes. This, as I said, it was just really, really poor.
Poor. It wasn't even poor enough to be funny.
It was not ironic. It was not funny. It was not. No, it wasn't that bad. It was just. I'm running out of words to describe it. It was just so like really. Low light, soft focus.
Yeah.
As near as they could get to on mainstream TV, as near as they could get to sort of like softcore porn, right, yes. Basically.
Very soft, yes.
It was. It was literally, if I remember, I mean, it was literally, they didn't, apart from sort of boobs and bums, there was nothing.
No, ever. Nothing else.
It was, yeah.
The man you only see is bum.
Titillation. Yeah,
it was titillation. It's probably the best way to describe it.
Yeah. But and not very well done.
No. Yeah. So who do you think should be in the movie?
Oh, God. Oh,
they bring everything back eventually.
Oh, yeah, that's right. It's, you know, you can imagine it's probably in production now. But times have moved on a little bit.
Times have very moved on, and this would not get anywhere now.
No. Well, I think, you know, you've got to look at English TV. Was it Naked Attraction?
Yeah. Oh, God. Oh, I can't. Yeah.
I know. I've seen it a couple of times. And I just can't work out what possesses people to go on there.
Why would you?
I know.
It's convinced me of one thing. The human body is better with clothes on.
There's a reason that you pay good money for clothes.
So, yeah.
apart from the getting cold and everything, you know, I wouldn't leave the house.
So what would you score this out of 10?
Oh, God, it's 2.
Especially, why 2? How can you give it
2? they managed to talk fast enough to get this made.
Yeah, they were good grifters. Yeah, 66 times they got named grifted on this.
I know, 66 times. And let's face it, it must have taken up about an afternoon to fix film all 66.
Well, every actor has to get paid somehow, don't they? So
they do, yeah.
Even in the Wonka Experience. So.
Yes, absolutely. I know.
I think they'd rather have done that than this, but
yeah. It actually looks like they had quite a decent time behind the scenes.
Yeah.
And,
what about this?
No, I don't think anybody had a decent time on this. Certainly not the women.
But the thing that gets me, these were legitimate actors doing this.
I know. But I don't think it's.
I mean, they caught them early, I think.
I don't suppose there's any, you know, you might find that this was made by agents.
Yeah.
You know, and basically seeing which actresses would get their kit off.
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah. I honestly don't know. But, you know, the thing is, when you look, literally with this one, as I said, the guy, the first time I saw him was in Scarface.
Yeah, and it's still working.
But he's been in hundreds and hundreds of things. And also, the woman, really attractive.
You may have remembered her from The Love Boat, The Next Wave.
quite possibly I did.
She was in the very first episode of that, so we have.
Yeah, we have seen her before.
I've seen more of her now.
Absolutely have. Yeah. Certainly down to the bloke who was supposed to be doing the censoring in the middle.
Yeah. They could have been stunt nipples. We don't
know. No, we could. We have no idea. Yeah. I know that's it. And the thing is, like you say that about the nudity, but let's face it, if I looked like either of them, yeah, I'd be wandering around with no clothes.
Yeah, it wouldn't bother me too much.
No. Except in our climate.
Yeah. Well, you'd need to set your eating on.
No, he certainly would. Yeah. That's what, let's face it. I suppose that works to the advantage of women better.
Now, the thing is, the housekeeper made the soup for him.
Yeah.
But we never got to see the soup. And we never got to see her opinion of it. Was it good? Was it bad? Did it have croutons in it? We don't know. There's so many questions left unanswered.
I'm actually questioning the existence of this soup.
Yeah, I am too. Would a housekeeper make you soup? I mean, it seems a lot. Yeah. I mean, she might make it at home and bring it into your
unless he's still living at home.
Oh, it was his mum who made the soup.
That's why she didn't see him for 3 months. Yeah. He was grounded.
Don't go in that room. That room's mother's room.
What's that rocking sound I hear? Fancy a shower? I'm having more fun talking about it than I did watching it, I'll tell you.
Yeah. Of course, we end as we should end with every programme.
Danger lies before them, danger lies behind. And as they go on searching, what be trouble will they find?
Because the adventure continues.
I have no idea. I didn't hear a thing of that.
No, you don't have to. Just imagine the lost kids.
I know. As soon as I heard nothing coming through, I immediately went to sort of like crabs with flick knives.
Yeah, that's exactly it. That's all you need.
Yeah, absolutely. As every program should end.
Yeah.
But,
I'll tell you, I'd rather watch another episode of Bill and Ted.
As penance.
Yeah.
From watching this.
I'll watch all of the seven that are available.
I was going to say, you've got a stronger stomach than I have.
Well, maybe not.
No. This definitely will not be appearing on my viewing list anytime soon.
You didn't call Wendy into look at this one.
No. I did tell her all about it, strangely enough.
Yes.
She wasn't interested.
No. David Duchovny? Oh.
Yeah, I know.
In some episodes, he's got his shirt off.
I see.
Yeah.
All right, okay. Was he chiselling things and riding horseback and stuff like that?
Yeah, that's exactly what he's doing. It's got some old spice to put on.
Yeah.
I'm on a horse.
Yes, of course you are,
David. It's like, I had food poisoning. Yeah. I was really sick. So, I thought, I started to feel better in the evening. I thought, I'll put that new Shogun on. It's on Disney. Right. And I start watching that. It's a lot of reading. I weren't feeling in the best frame of mind, but I said, I'll carry on. I can get the gist of this.
Yeah.
And so then I was watching upstairs in bed. Then Joe comes up to go to bed. And just at that moment, there's boobs on the telly. I thought, it's not Japanese porn. It's not.
Oh, yeah.
It's cultural. What are you doing up here? It's cultural.
Where's the tissue gone? Oh, God. Yeah, I tell you what I was going to say as well. I don't know if I've mentioned it before, but I've nearly finished the second season of Reacher.
Oh, right, yeah, I've watched all that. Done.
Yeah, I've nearly finished it.
Yeah, but it's not as good as the first one, is it? Yeah.
No, but I must say that he is much more... I think he's much more the character.
Yes, now. Yes, he's got much more...
He's eased into it much, much more. In the early episodes of the first one, I really thought he was just like RoboCop.
He was really a blank slate, weren't he? Really, nothing there.
However... He's much more. There's much more about him in this.
Yes.
So, no, he's doing well. I didn't realise how much work he'd done.
No.
Because I've seen a few things. There's. I started watching something by accident a while ago, and I only realised it was him about 10, 15 minutes into it. But he plays a kickboxer or something.
Oh, yeah.
And there's a girl who's. He's the only person that can see her.
Oh, right.
And it turns out it's one of these American morality things. But anyway, he's I can't even remember what happened. Yeah. I think he was a bit of a git. And then her being able to see him and talk to him and nobody else turned him round, made him a better person or whatever. And then she reappeared in the normal world as well. So I don't know. Okay. I don't know where. Yeah. But also, I've seen a few things with him in. But as I said, he's much, much better as Reacher, I think, in this season. Although the story is not as good.
It's not as good, is it? You sort of knew exactly where it was going.
Yeah, you did.
You haven't got there yet.
I've read the books.
You've read the books.
Yeah. But Killing Floor is one of my favourite books anyway, which is the one that the first season was based on.
Yeah. And that's not even the first book, is it? It's like...
Yeah, that is the first book.
Oh, it is the first book. Yes, but this isn't the second book, is it? This is like...
No, this is about six or seven in.
Yeah, so I don't know why they chose... Maybe this one was easier to adapt. I don't know.
Yeah, I've no idea. But then again, but you look at the films they've made. The first film is, again, it's a good, strong story. But
it's a very good story, I thought. Yeah.
The second one, the one about the sniper...
Yeah.
It's weak, I think. It's not as good. It's not as good. There are better ones. I mean, Jack Reacher as a series, I think, goes ups and downs. You know, it has
bits it's down to, isn't it? So many of them.
When it's really, some of them are really, really good. And then towards the end, I think he was phoning it in a bit. And then it's, you know, Lee Child and somebody else writing it. And it's somebody else writing with your characters.
Yeah.
Because the books are nowhere near the same, or they're exactly the same story as you did 3 books ago.
Yeah.
Just in a different place.
Yeah, you're just getting credit for the characters and stuff, and you're getting the cash from that.
You know, let's face it, it's like a bloody KFC or a McDonald's. There's nothing to do. Yeah. They just have to buy their food off them. It's all franchises.
And yeah, soon it will be AI generated anyway. No one will write it.
No. I mean, the thing is, I've never read any, so I can't comment on how good they are. But they did exactly the same with Tom Clancy when he died.
Oh, God, yeah. The Ghost Protocol or something? I can't remember what it's called. Ghost. Yeah, there was
Rainbow Six and all.
Oh, yeah, Control Room was it? Control Room.
Yeah, they're all based from the same sort of thing. Yeah. But it was there's that, and also the other one was for a while Stephen King did it as well, didn't he?
Yeah.
Where you'd get these things that if they made it into a film, it'd have to be 3.
Yeah.
The books, the massive long.
Oh God, yeah. And it's always a giant spider at the end anyway, so I don't know.
Yeah, if you see a red balloon, just somebody's done. I just wanted to throw that in there.
It's not Red Shoe Diaries, is it?
No, it's not. It's not, which is only a good thing, as far as I can tell. Yeah,
yes.
It's literally a good thing.
Okay. Well.
Excellent.
We've done that, and find something else.
I know. As I say, we'll have to sort out a live watch along for.
Yes. I need to contact Paul as well to get him to do it.
Yeah.
Too.
He had his fun run last week or something, wasn't it?
I think Julie's in hospital at the moment. She's having back surgery or something. So.
Oh Christ!
Yeah.
I know she's always had back problems, hasn't
she?
Oh. Is it finally getting fixed, or is he just trying to stop it getting any worse?
I'm not sure. I haven't really spoken to him. He just sent me a quick text because it's his birthday, on Mother's Day. Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
Got it all going on.
Yes. So obviously, but we'll arrange a day where we can do the watch along.
Yes. Yeah. We'll sort something out.
Yes.
Yeah. Excellent.
Okay. Just fill in the blank for that.
Find, see if you can find some dialogue to insert in the podcast.
Yeah.
Good luck with that.
Yeah, it's not going to be much, is it? Oh, no. There's going to be plenty of white chocolate, though.
Yeah.
I think I might start using that.
Yeah, I think you'll find you'll be cancelled.
Nothing has made me cringe so much.
I know. Just the whole setup.
Was the 90s like that? I can't remember.
I'm sure it wasn't. I'm absolutely certain it wasn't. God, you got a sort of old 70s looking yellow cab with two blokes, one at the front driving with the worst patter you've ever heard, and the bloke in the back with his tongue almost touching the seat.
Get
in the car. You're wet. Hey ho.
Let me rub Vicks into your chest.
Yes, absolutely, yes. Very Rigsby.
I mean, these would be over the top for like Carry On characters.
They get thrown out of Carry On, wouldn't they?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't even think Confessions of a Window Cleaner they'd do it.
No.
Timmy
even
Lee.
St. James wouldn't go that far.
Yeah.
You and me, baby, ain't nothing but mammals, so let's do it like they do on the Discovery Channel.